Hello, this is Annie Prince.
And this is Bruce Wilson.
With this month's edition of Living Green in the Lehigh Valley. Earth Day has been happening every spring since April 22, 1970, when according to the Earth Day Network website, 20 million Americans took to the streets, parks, and auditoriums to demonstrate for a healthy, sustainable environment. What is happening here in the Lehigh Valley on this 45th Earth Day? To answer that question, we have with us today Martin Boxenbaum, a member of the Steering Committee of the Alliance for Sustainable Communities Lehigh Valley. Can you please tell us a little bit about this year's Earth Day celebrations in the Lehigh Valley?
Over time, Earth Day has become a kinder, a gentler celebration, and it is no longer celebrated right on the official Earth Day date of April 22nd. Communities, campuses, and organizations use some leeway scheduling their Earth Day events. Most of the community events are cleanups of streams, canals, roads, neighborhoods. College campuses tend to invite organizations and businesses to table at their festivities, providing information and demonstrations in an expo-like setting. Lehigh University's is on the 22nd, and the Sales is on the 25th. Sometimes there are presentations, for example, Lehigh University's April 15th Climate Dialogue, and Moravian College's April 22nd Sacred Mountains. Environmental organizations' events are often family-oriented affairs, like those at Wildlands Conservancy and Jacobsburg Environmental Education Center on the 26th, Fox Environmental Center on the 27th, and Friends of Johnston on May 10th. There are details about these events on the Alliance website. Our web address is sustainlv.org.
These do seem to be very gentle celebrations and educational. Are there any that have more of the political oomph of the original year?
Three that I can think of. First off, on the 22nd, there's to be an Earth Day rally at Reading Air Quality Office of Pennsylvania, DEP, the Department of Environmental Protection. There are apparently going to be rallies at DEP offices across Pennsylvania, and the noontime rally at the DEP office in Berks County is, quote, to raise awareness of the natural gas projects proposed for Berks County and the risks they pose to our environment, health, and safety, unquote. Concern here is with pipelines for natural gas coming from Marcellus Shale fracking. Secondly, BiFresh, BiLocal of the Greater Lehigh Valley, is doing a presentation on farming and farmland on the 24th at the quarterly meeting of the Weston A. Price Foundation Lehigh Valley chapter. The presentation reflects study efforts that are to be incorporated in Envision Lehigh Valley's proposals for a sustainable Lehigh Valley. Thirdly, are events of the global climate convergence. Mother Earth Day, April 22nd to May Day, May 1st. Their slogan is People, Planet, Peace over Profit, but folks from the Lehigh Valley would have to travel to New York or to Philadelphia.
What is the Alliance for Sustainable Communities in the Lehigh Valley doing for Earth Day?
We table at the various campus events I mentioned previously, but we also used Earth Day as an opportunity to approach campus groups and have worked to promote discussion of the climate crisis on campuses. We will continue these efforts both on campuses and in communities in the coming months. The most visible of our efforts is the 2014 edition of Sustainable Lehigh Valley. We publish it in April in conjunction with Earth Day. Much of the initial distribution of this booklet is at Earth Day events. Its two major components are its directory of organizations and businesses that promote sustainable communities and its essays, which we call Voices of the Valley. This year, the folks invited to submit essays were asked to address the climate crisis.
And what are they saying about the climate crisis?
They say that the climate problem is urgent and that we need to address it, and they offer a variety of suggestions about how to go about doing that.
That was Martin Boxenbaum of the Alliance for Sustainable Communities Lehigh Valley, and you can email him at martin@sustainlv.org.